Hello, everyone. Kevin Remde here again. I'm a senior technical evangelist with Microsoft. Now, in this task, we're going to deploy a multiple virtual machine application, an application that uses virtual networking and uses an external load balancer, and we're going to do it all at once. We're going to build it using a resource group template file. So this template has the definition of the virtual machines required, their configuration with each other in terms of the network, and then the load balancer that is in the end going to load balance traffic on port 80 to each of those virtual machines. So this is what the diagram of our result looks like. Now, what I'm going to do is actually use PowerShell to do this. And so I've already set up the integrated scripting environment, and I've already authenticated to my Azure subscription. So I use the add Azure account to log into my subscription, and then found the subscription name that I want to use, put that in a variable, and then set that as my current subscription for this session. Importantly, also, I switched to Azure Resource Manager mode. Now, this is important because Resource Manager mode is how we're going to be working with Resource Manager templates and building our machine using PowerShell. Now, I'm going to set a couple of variables here, a deployment name, a resource group that I'm going to create, and location in the world. So we'll go ahead and run that. And then I can also very easily and quickly create the resource group that we're going to use for this machine. So it's going to build the essentially the placeholder, the container for all the resources that are part of this resource group. And it's going to put it in the Western United States. Now that was fairly quick and fairly easy. And the next piece could also be very easy as well. I can simply set a variable to the URI to the template file, and the template file exists in the community. There's a GitHub location that actually has that JSON file. And I could run it from that, or I could actually modify it. And what I've done is actually gone to that location, pulled it into Notepad++, and here's what that template file looks like. And I just saved it as a local JSON file. And so I just want to walk you through briefly what is in this file and the sorts of things that are going to be asked of us as we run this to deploy that resource group with a couple of virtual machines. It's going to prompt us for a storage account. So it's going to create a storage account, and it needs to have the name of that storage account as for the creation. It's going to ask for an administrator name. So we're going to rename the built-in administrator account to some name, as well as setting the password for that. And then it's going to ask for a DNS name for the load balancing IP. So this is the URL that's going to resolve to an IP address that is the load balancer's address, so that it can load balance that traffic for those virtual machines. The rest of it has default values. So there's MyVM is kind of the prefix to the name of the virtual machine, and the code down below actually creates two virtual machines, MyVM0 and MyVM1. Similarly, default value of the publisher and the image offer, Windows Server, is going to be the image, as well as the default value of the image SKU. So with the publisher, the offer, and the SKU, we're able to target the image that we want to build. And there's other parameters that are also filled in for us by default, my load balancer's name. And notice, we could actually edit all of these if we wanted to and change it around if we needed to. Similarly with the virtual machine network name and the virtual machine size, you know, we could change that to a standard D2, for example, and I could save that file. There are also a number of variables here that we can modify and work with. Currently, the number of instances we're going to create with this edited version is 3. So I'm actually going to create 3 virtual machines load balanced. I know I said 2. That's what the sample that's on GitHub says, but I'm actually going to create 3 instances of virtual machines. So I made some edits here. And then the resource definitions, the storage account, the availability set. That's an important part because these machines, we need to make sure that they are available at all times. And so the definition of availability set tells Azure, put these virtual machines on different racks, put them in different update domains and fault domains so that if there is a failure or if during an update we need to shut down some resources, then at least one of the virtual machines in the set are still up and running. Public network IP addresses, virtual networks, and so on. I won't go into all the details of this, but you can kind of get an idea that this is the definition for the creation of this resource group and the resources within this resource group. So once I have that file is saved. Now again, I have a choice in my PowerShell. I can either use the URI and pull it from the community location on GitHub, and I could use the temp URI parameter here, or template URI, or I can use the template file parameter and actually point to a file location. And this is the file that we just edited and saved. Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it that way. So we have our resource group created, and I'm just going to verify that. I'm actually going to the portal here. Did I create the resource group yet? Let's see. I did. So there's resource group 3. Currently no resources within that resource group, so that's what we're waiting for. So I'm going to go ahead and set that variable for the file location as well as create the new resource group deployment by running this PowerShell. So here it's going to then prompt me for the parameters that it doesn't have a default or a perfect answer to. So I'm going to give my storage account a name. And I'm going to rename the administrator as well as give the administrator account a password. I'm going to set the DNS name. And this is for the load balancer. And that's all that's required of us. So now I can sit here, I can wait, I can watch this script complete. It should complete successfully in a little bit. I could also be looking at the portal here and refreshing this page. We would see some resources coming in here. In fact, let's go ahead and do that. Let's refresh our list of resource groups. And if I look again at KevRem RG3, we should see some objects starting to be built as a part of that resource group. So it already has my virtual network for those machines. It's got the public IP address defined, the availability set. And as it's deploying, we will see more and more resources show up in our resource group. I'm going to pause the recording for now, and when we come back, we should see a full list of resources, including 3 virtual machines. And there we are. Our deployment has succeeded, and if I look at my PowerShell window, sure enough, it's come back with the success and some of the values and results. If I go back to the portal, I can actually see the full list of resources, including, very importantly, things such as 3 virtual machines and a load balancer, and my storage account, and the virtual network, and so on, all created just through that one template, that one command, simply creating a resource group, and then creating that deployment in the resource group that builds everything for me automatically. So again, what we've done is we've created a resource group of many resources, in our case, 3 virtual machines, all load balanced, including the load balancer, and we did it all through a resource group template using PowerShell. I hope you found this useful, and we'll see you next time.